For a musician, losing your hearing could be the ultimate roadblock. John Seiger found a way back into the hearing world and resumed his career as a musician. But as WXXI's Jeff Spivak discovered, the road to recovery was not easy to navigate.
You're listening to John Seiger playing Basin Street Blues, a song made famous by Louis Armstrong. And it's only through medical science that Seiger can hear it as well. The Rochester musician plays trumpet and piano in the style of classic New Orleans jazz, and he sings with the immediately recognizable gravel of Armstrong. Seiger had the best of music educations, the New England Conservatory of Music, and the nightclubs of New York City.
I was very, you know, fortunate to still get to see and hear and work with a lot of the older first wave, you know, jazz musicians who were around and befriend some of them.
Seiger was 32 years old when he lost his hearing to an infection. No longer working as a musician, he couldn't pay New York City rent. He chose to move to Rochester, home to a large deaf community. And that's where he learned that cochlear implants might get him back on stage.
One thing that most people don't know, I didn't, is that they'll put cochlear implants in babies, and they'll put them in formerly hearing people like myself. Implants are highly unrecommended for people who were born deaf and are now adults and have absolutely no concept of what sound is, and what a dog sounds like, and what a human voice sounds like, and a woman sounds like, and music sounds like, and a door slamming sounds like.
Now 59 years old, Seiger has been a regular on the local jazz scene for years. During the coronavirus pandemic, he's been playing live virtual shows at 5 p.m. every Saturday on his Facebook page.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Saturday Jazz Streaming, live streaming happy hour. Anyway, let's get right into music. I still get you.
So he has his music back. But before that, he admits, he came perilously close to losing everything.
I kind of withdrew a little. I had to. I mean, just the factors of it made me withdraw a little. And I was drinking and using drugs and becoming depressed. Also, the abuse stuff was coming back to me. So that was when I had a trying to kill myself moment. Not specifically about not playing music anymore, but just the limitation to my life, really, in a larger sense.
The abuse. Seiger attended Horseman School in the Bronx, one of the most prestigious schools in the city.
The downside was of all these school sex scandals where there was one teacher abusing people, there were over 30 teachers at our school abusing the guys. I got abused by 8 of the teachers and stuff. And they made some of us be in like porn films and do escort stuff.
Seiger and a group of former students were represented by the high-profile attorney Gloria Allred, but the statute of limitations had passed and the suit went nowhere. But now, backed by the 2019 Child Victims Act, Seiger is currently involved in a lawsuit against a handful of churches in New York City and New Jersey, where he alleges he was sexually abused while a member of the institution's choir and bands.
The silver lining to have been abused by dozens or hundreds of adults growing up is that I was pretty resilient. And whenever I am fortunate enough to play some of Louis' music, I would hope and like and want to think that maybe I can bring, just keep a little of his joy that he wanted to give to the world alive.
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.